none of their business. It's none of their business what kind of gun.
So back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy guns.
Money, and they won't have anything over you anymore.
One down our throat. And how about worldwide gun
restrictions? Who swore an oath to do just that?
In a federal constitution, you would expect them to disobey that order. How would that work?
That's correct.
The incredible Sheriff Mack Show, ladies and gentlemen, Ken Paxton acquitted on all 16 charges by a jury. The good sheriff in some incredible interviews, every bit of it relating to your right to keep and bear arms, one of the always central issues for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, how you can join and become a member of the posse, and a whole lot more coming up. Some news headlines to kick it all off as well, right here on the Sheriff Mack Show from Brighteon TV.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent. The first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
Thanks for being with us today on the Sheriff Mack Show. But first, this message about Minnesota. Folks, a miracle has happened, and we're going to be touring the entire state of Minnesota in the first 11-12 days of October. Be ready for this Oktoberfest with the Constitutional Sheriffs from Minnesota and yours truly, teaching seminars every day for 12 days all throughout the state of Minnesota. On October 2nd, we'll be in the American Legion Hall at Le Center, Minnesota. On October 3rd, we will be in the Freeport Community Center in Freeport, Minnesota. Yes, I have to read some of these. There's too many to memorize. October 4th, Lake Marion Ballroom in Browerton, Minnesota. And then, of course, on October 5th, we'll be in Champlin, Minnesota. At the Liberty Tea Party Group is putting that one on. I know them. I've been there before. And then, of course, October 6th, we'll be in Princeton, Minnesota. And then October 7th, we'll be in Oh my goodness, this is Deerwood. Deerwood on October 7th. All of you in Deerwood need to be there. And then on October 8th, we'll be in Rochester, Minnesota. October 9th, we'll be in La Crescent. That's probably a French pronunciation there, or at least it should be. And then October 10th, we'll be in Blaine, in Blaine, Minnesota. Folks, we've got two or three more after that. We're going to South Dakota for a little bit, Iowa for a little bit, definitely Aberdeen, South Dakota. Folks, you know why we're doing this? For freedom's sake. And we've got to set the record straight with so many different sheriffs and the public. Who needs to know about the constitutional sheriff and the vital role he plays in our constitutional republic? The citizens, every public official, and of course, the sheriffs of America. We can take America back. We can, in a peaceful and effective manner, one county at a time, take America back county by county, state by state. It's peaceful, it's effective, and it's constitutional. See you there in Minnesota. I'm so excited about it. God bless you.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The Sheriff Mac Show continues with an incredible promo about what we're doing across. What do they call that thing? The frozen tundra before it gets frozen? What do they call that? The upper Midwest? Yeah. Is that what it's called, Sheriff?
Well, all I know is they have over 10,000 lakes there. So those lakes will freeze over in just a few months. So definitely we're going on this tour before the frozen tundra-lakes happens.
Instead of golfing, if you wait too long, Sheriff, you'd have to go ice skate while you're on your, you know, long tour there. But you know what? We commend the Minnesotans for their leadership, for their putting their money where their mouth is to bring the good sheriff to town. And across the state, it's going to be a whirlwind tour of education. And by the way, what a great time to do it, because I don't know if you know, but this is Constitution Month in September. Now, I know this is in October, but it kind of extends Constitution Month, celebrating freedom, family, and faith. I wanted to mention that because we're celebrating that in the state of Utah all month long, and they're carrying that on into October. Now, Texas AG Ken Paxton acquitted on all 16 articles of impeachment, Sheriff. This is huge. The jury's not having any of their shenanigans.
I should have found my picture with him when he came and spoke at our CSPA seminar there that Kirk Lanius put on for us. Well, his
in
group,
Texas, yes, sir.
John Parigi and all of them. But yeah, it was amazing. It was, what was that, about a year and a half, 2 years ago? And he came and spoke, and I got a picture with him. And he's been criticized greatly for attending a constitutional sheriff's seminar. Sheriffs.
And this is why we defend him too, because what, is he not allowed to attend people teaching about the Constitution and vetting it for himself? All the T-Call folks went across Texas, wrote great reviews for us before we found out that they were shenanigans in the making. Mm-hmm. They all attended. Is it not okay for Ken to attend, but it is okay for them to attend? Is it okay for them to write up good reviews and then stab us in the back?
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, there's been lots of other politicians, congressmen, and so forth. We just had Chuck Edwards attend our conference in North Carolina. Well, his assistant, but he was not able to be there personally, but he went on the record. He put himself out on the line. He went on the record supporting constitutional sheriffs. Please tell me why so many people in the media are lying about us or are afraid of us? What are they so afraid of, Sam? Or are they just being paid to be a hitman against our Constitution?
You really want my opinion? I think it's both together, Sheriff. I don't think it's one or the other. I think they're afraid that people are going to hear the truth. And I think that they're politically divided. I think it's a political push where they're, you know what? they're being threatened by folks up above. As we've researched this, and we can't get into too much of it today, but we will break it down in the future here soon. But we have literally, through Freedom of Information Act requests and everything else, we've uncovered a cabal by government in bed with the private sector, journalists, supposedly, and others, with all kinds of false information about us, Sheriff. And you know what? They didn't think we'd discover all this. They think we would just let it go or whatever you want to call it. But you know what? The truth is starting to come out.
Yeah, and there's mountains of it. That's the that's the problem. We need to hire somebody full time just to go through all the crap that they have received from. And Sam, this is what I, you know, when I say they received all this crap, they have, and that's the intrigue. It's the interesting thing about this whole fiasco, and that is the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, and all these other leftist organizations and news media are lobbying TCOL to rescind our permission, I guess, our permission slip to teach the class about the Constitution, to teach the Constitution for Law Enforcement class to sheriffs and other public officials and the public. And they receive all this crap from them. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why is TCOL even paying attention to a Southern Poverty Law Center whose lawyer was arrested for domestic terrorism? Their lawyer was arrested for domestic terrorism. And then the heads of Southern Poverty Law Center come out and support him and say, oh, no, he didn't do that.
He was just there for observation purposes. He wasn't part of it. Never mind, he was dressed in their garb and flat out with them and got arrested. And I mean, it's just insanity. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. But we're here on this broadcast today to set the record straight. It is Constitution Month. What a great time to teach about, talk about, promote the supreme law of the land, totally, ladies and gentlemen. And Ken Paxton got a jury, and the jury said not guilty on all 16 charges. You know there's a witch hunt against him. You know there's a witch hunt against Ammon Bundy, against Stuart Rhodes, against Donald Trump. And pretty soon they'll try to make it against you and I if we let them, Sheriff. But we got to stand up. Speaking of standing up and speaking of telling the truth, gun rights is front stage today. And there's been several things that have vindicated our position and made our opposition look like a bunch of discredited fools when it comes to the Constitution. We've got an interview that Sheriff Mack did with Newsmax. All right. It's a CHFL interview, Hannah, producer, just so you kind of know what we're talking about. Here's this interview. Let's just play it, Sheriff, and then we'll talk about it.
Joining me now is the founder of that group, former sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, Richard Mack. Sir, appreciate you being here. Let's talk about this, because obviously our colleagues over at MSNBC haven't read past, I don't know, the First Amendment. They never got to the 10th Amendment, where it says that the federal government can't overstep. And even when they do, there's a Section 241 that allows people like yourself, sheriffs, to enforce federal law against those who break the Constitution. What say you?
Well, yes, and the great example that we saw the last couple of days in New Mexico was the sheriff of Bernalillo County standing against his own Democrat governor. He's also a Democrat. He's just doing the right thing. He's doing exactly what we've been proclaiming for the last 15, 20 years. We became an association, as you said, in 2011, but we were working way before that, because in 1997, I won a major landmark case at the United States Supreme Court on this very issue. Mm-hmm. And all we want is that the federal government stay within their proper lane of authority. And the sheriffs are the last resort for the American people to go to and turn to for peace, safety, and freedom. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this was an amazing example of exactly what we've been preaching and teaching for many years now. And we applaud the chief of police in Albuquerque and the sheriff there, Sheriff Allen, and the AG, all standing against the tyranny and criminality of the governor of New Mexico.
Right.
This is great.
Well, Sheriff, we had the former acting attorney general on. We had Judge Andrew Napolitano on. They both said that a sheriff would be well within their rights to walk in and arrest this woman for violating the Constitution. How come that hasn't happened yet?
Well, I guess they're a little bit shy to do that yet, but I totally agree with Judge Napolitano. He's a dear friend of mine. I used to be on his show quite a bit on Fox. And the sheriff shouldn't just be shaking his finger at Governor Grisham. He should be investigating her criminally and trying to bring charges against her. Looks like the AG might be in a mood to do just that. This is probably the most opportune time that we've had in America to teach an out-of-control governor, an out-of-control public official that, yes, you're not above the law. If you break the law, you're going to answer for it, and she should. I totally agree with Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, well, to no one's surprise, the left is obviously pushing back against your movement. Here's a clip from back in May. Take a look at this.
Whether used to oppose mask mandates or gun restrictions, voting laws, or immigration policy, the so-called constitutional sheriff movement is an abuse of power. It's a twisted interpretation of the Constitution in order to assume power and subvert the systems of our democracy.
It seems like you're actually there to make sure the systems of a democracy are not subverted.
Well, plain and simply, first of all, he doesn't even know that we're a constitutional republic. We're not a democracy.
That's true.
And the thing of it is, all of us in government have a responsibility to defend liberty. And that's all this is about. Whatever happened to civil rights? Martin Luther King was arrested 30 times and he never broke the law. Right. We teach people not to do that. And our federal government now is doing the same thing to Amish farmers and to parents who want to correct school boards or to just be involved in their child's life. And they want those people castigated or labeled as terrorists. And we want freedom. We want good, common sense, old-fashioned American liberty and civil rights. That's what we're after. Yeah. And anybody could join us at CSPOA.org.
CSPOA.org. Leave me alone. Get out of my wallet. Get out of my bedroom and just let them govern and do their job.
Sheriff Mack, let me just tell you, when you have an honest reporter that doesn't interrupt you and try to derail the conversation with hate questions, with dishonest questions, with questions that are designed to create arguments and political theater, but you have an honest journalist that really wants the truth. You got out so much information, it isn't even funny. There's so many points. We could talk about that video for like 5 hours because you brought up so many incredible points and the host actually let you get it done.
Yeah, I really appreciated that from him. I didn't have very long to be on. I only had one segment. It was about 7 minutes, as we just saw. And he did, Sam. He let me be the speaker on this. And unlike Sarah Sidner, the liar from CNN, and all of these others who want to make it a debate, they're supposed to be journalists and they're supposed to be interviewing me. But no, it's a debate. They want to challenge everything you say and they want to twist it and then, of course, manipulate the whole thing. And instead of just listening, if you ask me why I sued the federal government, I will tell you and it will make sense. And you'll go, wow, that was really a miraculous thing you did as a small town sheriff. But when they twist it and manipulate the entire conversation, it gets lost in translation because these people want to interpret everything you say.
Well, and when you say that it'll make sense, that's only if you want to learn the truth and listen to consider the other side of the story.
Exactly.
If your goal is to reject everything you say, dispute and argue with everything you say, and try to create a rift in the country and or shut you down, that's the problem that I'm having with these other journalists. Whereas the Newsmax gentleman, I believe, was honorable, Sheriff. I think he did a great job, and I think he brought out a lot of truths in that very, very short, but in my opinion, an incredible interview with Sheriff Richard Mack, and I commend them for doing an honest interview. Even at the end, he repeated your website so people can get it. Most times the hosts try to interrupt so that you don't get the information to learn more. The other thing he did is he hammered home the point at the end. You know what? Just leave us alone. And that's really what the conservatives have to say to government. Look, we don't hate government. We don't wish government any ill. We just want government, as you wisely always mentioned, to stay in their lanes. And that lane is not harass Sam Bushman. That lane is not to be so involved in my life that it's a tyrannical situation. Okay. But you've been right on this right to keep and bear arms for so long that the Supreme Court agreed with you. And then they still argue and say you don't have a clue, Sheriff. And they still say, oh, your court case is so narrow, it doesn't count. Oh, my gosh, sheriffs can't do whatever they want to. Sheriffs can't decide for themselves. But look, this sheriff in New Mexico just did. The attorney general in New Mexico just did. In fact, federal Biden-appointed Judge David Urias strikes down New Mexico's governor's unconstitutional gun ban. So even the judge says, wait a minute, hold on, the sheriff's right. So now you got the AG of New Mexico that says, I simply will not enforce the order. You've got the sheriff that says, I will not enforce the order. You've got the, it's the Western States Sheriff's Association saying the order is unconstitutional. This yes. mirrors your case exactly. Yeah, it's a little teeny different irony twist. It's a state governor out of control, just like Bill Clinton was the president back in the day. But the case is strikingly similar, Sheriff. And they now are standing up, Democrats, Republicans, everybody from every aisle going, wait a minute, hold on, you've gone way too far. We're not doing this. They just took a page out of your court case, sir, is all they've done.
They actually did, and they took a page out of our CSPOA training. So I love it when both of those come together. And they have, as you very well know, and you've alluded to several times on this show and many, and your own show, this is a time for us to put aside politics. And that's what these Democrat leaders in New Mexico did against the governor. They came together looking at it. And what did they say? What was the word they used that obviously violated the Constitution? Sam, I will tell all of these other agencies, Washington Post, CNN, ABC, AP, the students over ASU, when it's obviously a violation of the Constitution, we don't need to ask permission to keep our oath or to enforce the Constitution. We're already sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution. Keep your word, keep the Constitution intact, and follow the rule of law. That's all we're doing.
Let me tell you the word. Let me tell you the word really quick. The New American wrote an article just recently about this that highlights it. Here's the headline of their article. Nullification gets it done again. TheNewAmerican.com. Nullification gets it done again. What this sheriff is doing in New Mexico, what the attorney general is doing in New Mexico, what the Western States Sheriff's Association is doing is they're saying, look, it's unconstitutional, and we're simply going to nullify. We're not going to obey that unlawful, let me say that again, unlawful order. We're not doing that. Our oath requires different. Every one of them to a man is saying that.
Imagine if this chief and AG and sheriff hadn't taken a stand. This would be implementing, and people would be getting arrested all throughout Albuquerque and probably door-to-door stuff, and who knows? I'll bet you a dime to a donut they would set up a roadblock.
They would try. That's without a doubt, they would try. When we come back, I've got another incredible video for you. It's the New Mexico sheriff. It sounds and looks like somebody else, but it echoes of Richard Mack, who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court. CSPOA.org. We shall talk about it on Bridey on TV.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at brighteonstore.com today.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the good Sheriff Richard Mack on the Sheriff Mack Show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman, CEO of CSPOA. We're together talking about this incredible, I don't know if I want to call it a retold you so moment, but the Texas AG, Ken Paxton, 16 charges, acquitted on all of them. And now incredible interview with Newsmack of the good Sheriff regarding the right to keep and bear arms. We talked about this federal Biden-appointed judge saying, hey, you know what, that gun ban by the New Mexico whacked out governor's unconstitutional, not doing it. He strikes down the New Mexico's governor's order. But you know what, the New Mexico sheriff spoke out against the unlawful order as well. Here is the New Mexico sheriff. He sounds just like Richard Mack. Listen to this or watch this.
As we all know, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued an emergency temporarily suspending open and concealed carry laws for the next 30 days in Bernalillo County. Let me start by saying I'm holding this press conference and to answer many other people's questions, not only on social media, but directly to my phone. One, this is not grandstanding, nor is this to bring attention to myself. We must always remember, not only are we protecting the Second Amendment, but at the same time, we have a lot of violence within our community. Let me be clear. I hold my standards high, and I do not or never will hedge on what is right. And I take my oath seriously. In reference to concealed carry and open carry, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office will not enforce this segment of the order. While I understand the urgency, the temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional. My oath was to protect the Constitution, and that is what I will do. The governor made it clear in her press conference. She knew we as law enforcement did not agree with the order, and as a result, this was solely her decision. Other than this ban being unconstitutional, here are other reasons why I will not enforce the order. One, what many forget, is I have enough violence here in Bernalillo County. I do not want to have political violence towards my deputies or here in Bernalillo County. My job is to keep the peace and to make sure that the citizens of Bernalillo County are safe, and I do not believe that this order will help me do so. I'm a law enforcement professional. This order will not do anything to curb gun violence other than punish law-abiding citizens from their constitutional right to self-defense. Let me give you a personal story. Last week, as I'm sitting here as the sitting sheriff, I get a phone call that my brother also was a victim of gun violence last week that many of you do not know. While he and my nephew were sitting in their car, they were shot at and their vehicle was impacted by numerous rounds. How can I, as a sheriff, tell him to put his firearms away and not be able to protect himself? I have a fact for you. Criminals do not follow the law or a public health order. never seen it, and we will never see criminals follow the law. Once again, this only punishes law-abiding citizens. What I also want to address is what we're doing on the gun violence here in Bernalillo County and helping in the state of New Mexico. It is quite irritating for me to see how this 30-day ban completely overshadowed the robust conversations that we had with the governor in the office on what we are going to do to curb gun violence and for people to stop being victims. We had arguments, but again, we had solutions. We had an 11-year-old that was senselessly killed, but there are also many other numerous victims of gun violence, not just here in Bernalillo County, but our nation. A couple of things that I will be asking to do as we get serious. I will take your questions, but let me tell you what we're going to do, because we do need to not overshadow what we need to do to keep our citizens safe. I will be asking the crime reduction director for our agency, the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Office, to lead a task force of various law enforcement agencies to focus on crimes with firearms. I will have continued meetings for early intervention of not only adult, but youth offenders. I am respectfully requesting, as an elected official, to please consider a special session to specifically address crime, not just in Bernalillo County, but for the state of New Mexico. We need to look at solutions to address violent crimes involving juveniles with firearms, adults with firearms, pretrial release, harsh state penalties for violent crimes, which also involve a firearm. Collaboration and planning will and continue with the mayor of Albuquerque, Tim Keller, chief of New Mexico State Police, Troy Weisler, chief of the Albuquerque Police Department, Harold Medina, and district attorney, Sam Bregman. I will also be contacting federal entities such as the FBI and the U.S. attorney to assist us and make sure we work as a team to curb gun violence and so many other crimes that we see in Bernalillo County. At this time, I will take some questions.
Yes, Sheriff.
Go ahead.
Did the governor give you any kind of heads up about this order? And while you said you won't be enforcing it, do you even see a realistic way that it could be enforced?
The governor, to her credit, just gave us a head up minutes before the press conference. We expressed to her that we do not agree with it. That's why she did mention in the press conference that she knows we weren't on board, nor did we draft it. Is there a realistic way to enforce this order? No, there is not, because we'll cut that conversation off because it's unconstitutional. So there's no way we could enforce that order.
I was just going to ask that question. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. One more. You mentioned the early intervention with the youth of our county. Would you like to talk a little bit more about what you guys are doing as an office in that perspective?
Other than the early intervention program that the mayor of Albuquerque and the Albuquerque Police Department do, I've had a lot of conversations. I have one today at 2. And that's a lot of programs to address the violence that we're seeing within our youth. If you've seen the news stories that even your station has covered, they're 11 to 18. What can we do to early intervene when we see someone with a firearm or that is on social media or any type of getting attention that they're going to use a firearms in a crime? Even if they used a firearm in a crime, that's why I'm also asking for harsher penalties. We need to look at the JPO and child code also. I can't have two 16-year-olds charged with a firearm using the commission of a homicide or something else, and we have a problem that they might be out on an ankle bracelet and being released to their parents. I understand, and everyone and all the naysayers will say their brains aren't developed. I totally understand the science and everything behind it. But then again, like I've been stressing so much with violent repeat offenders, I cannot have even juveniles in our community threatening and killing our community.
And Sheriff, why do you think the gun violence got to this point, and what gives you confidence that you can stop this?
You know, why the gun violence got to this point, I think we've been ignoring a lot of things for a long time, and that's by not holding people accountable. I understand early intervention. I understand diversionary from the criminal justice system. But at the same time, if you catch them at an early age, you can see the trend. One of the reasons I started the animal cruelty unit also, when you see a trend in flags as someone's going and escalating with violence with age, that's something not only intervening, But we can't stop saying some people need to stay in jail that are violent when they're hurting the community. And we know for a fact that they're going to go back into the community and they're going to recommit the same crime over and over again. And eventually and unfortunately, it leads to a homicide. Why do I think that these ideas that I brought forth will work? Because finally, we're going to work together. And that's just not with federal entities. That's easy to say to bring the feds in. That's what's working with the mayor. That's with working with the chief of state police, Albuquerque Police Department. This is teamwork. I'm making sure that since I'm here at a press conference, that I am taking the responsibility as the sheriff to make sure that we're the lead of that task force, to make sure that things are done and we are held accountable as an agency if they're not. This will take time. There's no quick fix or a magic wand to this because this has been going on for so long. We have to start somewhere, but we have to do it right.
Sheriff, is there any indication that a lot of our recent crimes,
or is this more an issue of people just not having values and going down the path?
You know, all the above. I don't have any statistics on ghost guns. I know they are prevalent with it around the nation. As far as in Bernalillo County, I've seen a couple of cases. And the first part of your question again?
The second part. Is this an issue of less so guns and more a societal issue around values?
You know, all the above, and I would say that. I mean, a lot of people are going to be angry. People that live in northern New Mexico, where I serve as a New Mexico State Police officer, that hunt with their family, I understand that. Things with values and also teaching gun safety. Let me be very clear.
People that are either against me or for me, that's why I sat with Representative Pamela Herndon on House Bill 9 for gun safety. I really believe those laws will help and work, and sure enough, we've seen 2 to 3 cases in the state to where that law will be applied because that gun was not secured properly. That's something that we have to discuss, and that's part of the value of teaching a young person to be safe and to be responsible with a firearm.
I know during your statement you stated that you guys plan to call a special session, right? This was an ongoing issue with this past session that just passed in regards to the crime bills that were not passed at this year's legislative session. Do you guys plan to revisit those crime bills? Because a lot of them were tabled as well. Are you guys just going to start anew and just figure out a plan to tackle the crime with the juveniles? I know you stated pretrial detention, what have you.
All of the above, and that's me where I stated respectfully requesting. That's the power of the governor, not mine. As an elected official, I have the chance and opportunity to do that. I would really love us to focus on crime bills to where nothing becomes convoluted or distracted, to make sure that we address all the issues that we see as a community. We do need to address the juveniles with firearms. I can tell you, and I can't speak for the stats of the Albuquerque Police Department, but we're seeing, as you see in the station you cover also, all of the juvenile crime that we have with firearms, and that firearms are prevalent within our community, but what do we do when we catch people in the commission of a crime? We have to be harsher with those sentences, specifically if they're using those firearms in conjunction with a homicide or another crime such as robbery.
Sheriff,
back here.
So back to your original statement, it's a pretty big statement going against what the governor said. What does this mean for Albuquerque?
What this means for Albuquerque is I think the statement is, and everybody around the nation is going to want me to be very confrontational with the governor, and it's a me against her. It's not. We still work as a team. We don't agree on this at all. This is unconstitutional, and like I said, I uphold my oath seriously. As far as meaning for Albuquerque specifically, I am putting everybody else, including every other politician and everybody else as a leader within a law enforcement entity, to jump on board and work as a team. I said this last week. There was an article, and I wish this gentleman would email me. He says, the mayor, the sheriff, the AGs, the chief, they all have their own separate press conferences. I read all these editorials. What are they going to do together? And that's why in the press conference when I was with the governor the other day, I said, we are all here. Bernalillo County is a problem. The state of New Mexico is a problem with firearms. What do we do to stop the infiltration that are being used for violence and firearms? What can it do for Albuquerque? Show that there's a collaborative effort to stop the gun violence. That's all that we can do. Like I said, there's not a magic wand. There's not one solution. There's a myriad of solutions, and I can't be the only one coming up with them. That's why we have to work together as a team. Hopefully I answered your question.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, what do you tell the people who are afraid now they might not be able to defend themselves having their concealed carry? When, you know, you guys show up after it's already happened. So talk about that.
That's a quick answer. We're not enforcing it.
This order,
Sheriff, you mentioned you're going to be calling for a special session with the governor, and I understand this news just broke Friday afternoon. It's Monday morning. Have you heard back from the governor yet, and once your statements have been released, what you would like to see be done? Have you conversed with her at all lately after this announcement?
No, I have not. A lot of people ask me how I feel. I mean, shocked and irritated is all I had for the weekend. I have to turn in my irritation and my anger into solutions. That's something I have to look at very seriously with the oath that I took on January 1st of 2023. But on that anger, what do I do for the citizens and constituents of Bernalillo County that I serve? That's where my drive comes from. I will be speaking with her. We have a relationship where we've always been collaborative. Yes, this was a completely different avenue and a different road that was taken on Friday. That's something that we're going to have to figure out how to work to make sure, not just with her, but with all the other leads of law enforcement agencies on what we can do and help the constituents that we serve.
And Sheriff, this ban definitely made headlines, but after 30 days, what do you think will be accomplished?
If the ban is in effect? Like I said before, and I'll be very, very blunt with this and very straightforward, this ban does nothing to curb gun violence. We're taking away firearms for law-abiding citizens in Bernalillo County, which is extremely violent. How do they protect themselves? That's their constitutional right to bear arms and to be able to defend themselves. That's why I gave a personal story of my brother. How do I call my brother and tell him, you can't carry a firearm, but don't worry, because your brother's the sheriff, he's got you. That's not true. I'm delayed in my response. What does he do when something is rapidly evolving to protect himself?
The governor even knew she was unconstitutional. She even literally said, I doubt this will hold up in court, but I'm going to do it anyway. She was hoping that she could slow walk tyranny across the state of New Mexico and then let it spread to the nation. That's what Governor Whacked Out Pritzker wanted over there in Illinois. That's what these thugs are wanting up there in the state of Washington. And in every case, they're being turned back to a T. Look, in Illinois, what, 90 plus sheriffs said no? Some of them were more publicly willing to speak out than others, but they all agreed with your point, Sheriff. The Supreme Law of the land agrees with your point. The general and state constitutions agree with you. The Supreme Court case where you built Bill Clinton proves it. Now all these different sheriffs are speaking out and doing it. They're all admitting that you're right. Some of them don't want to admit and give Sheriff Mack the credit. No. But in modern day, they are going to be forced to. And that's why the CSPOA is the great solution.
I wonder what your sheriff
today,
is saying
sheriff.
Now. What's your sheriff in Utah County saying?
Oh, my
now?
Sheriff is remains strangely silent. He is a member of the what's it called? The
Western State Sheriff's Association.
Okay, yeah. He is part of that, but his name is not on that letter. Did you look?
Yeah, but they just gave the officers. They only gave the officers.
I'm just telling you. See, if I was the sheriff in one of these Western states, I would insist that we distribute another letter with as many sheriffs who will join it as possible to really hammer the point home. That's what I mean by a lot of these endorse it, but they remain silent. It represents the whole association, which he's part of, but he's not speaking out. And my question for the good sheriff, Mike Smith, I use the good sheriff term kind of jokingly. Why are you silent? Why are you not speaking out and doubling down?
Correct.
You need to be, sir. You need to be.
All of them should be.
But it is a right of self-defense, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, the sheriff is the highest elected official in the county. And that's the point we make. That's the point they leave out as they try to create a clown show showdown between, say, the president of the United States or a governor and a sheriff. That doesn't need to be. Jurisdiction takes care of that. The sheriff is the highest elected official in his or the county. He has an absolute obligation, a duty, a sworn oath to jealously guard the liberties of the people he was elected to serve, ladies and gentlemen. Write that down. Remember who told it to you. And the more these clowns try to argue against us, the more we get proven right, and the more they look like who they are, the clowns. Well, let's talk about last weekend before we run out of time, Sheriff, if we can. The sheriff was celebrating Constitution Day last Sunday. You had the opportunity to go to Havasu, Arizona, Havasu Lake, or whatever you want to call it, in Arizona with our dear
Lake
friend
Havasu.
Steve. Yeah. Lake Havasu. Steve Tumanello.
Yep. Steve Tumanello did a terrific job for us there. He's a volunteer for CSPOA. Oh, yeah, there's that beautiful
there you
photo.
Go. All right. So now you talk about it, Sheriff. Tell us all about your event celebrating Constitution Day, who you were with, what happened, and a big shout out goes to Steve for putting it all together.
Yes, September 17th, and they do it the whole week. They're having ceremonies and meetings and fireworks, whatever else they're doing. All this week is Constitution Week. It's kicked off on Sunday, September 17th, Constitution Day, the day the Founding Fathers signed the Constitution back in 1787. I believe I'm correct on that. 1789 was the Bill of Rights, December 15th.
That is right, sir.
So folks, they had about 400 people there, and most of them, I'd say at least half of them, came primarily to hear Kari Lake. And this was when Lake Havasu, Arizona, the very far north part, northwest part corner of Arizona. It's a beautiful area. They have the London Bridge there, Sam. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, they have a part of the old London Bridge right there in Lake Havasu, the actual London Bridge. And so it's a great place. It's a great place to visit. But this, you have to take your hat off to the people that had this meeting on Sunday. It was a 3.5 hour drive for me to get there, 3.5 hours back home. I was only there 3 hours, but it really was neat to be there. Tina Peters was the keynote speaker during the day. I sang back up to her, and I was proud to be there with her. She is an American hero. She's being prosecuted, literally prosecuted. She's facing trial again in February. She's been charged with felonies. This is how stupid our justice system is. She's been charged with felonies because she tried to preserve the voter rolls and the actual vote tabulation. She tried to preserve those because she was so afraid of the voter fraud. She wanted to preserve the evidence. To preserve the evidence, she was charged criminally, and she's already been found guilty of some minor charges, but she was found guilty nonetheless, and she's going back on the felony charges in February. This is such a miscarriage of justice. She was doing the right thing. She was the county recorder for Mesa, Colorado, and she was doing the right thing just to preserve evidence. She was arrested.
Well, and this just proves when we talk about election integrity issues, ladies and gentlemen, we have not dropped this issue one bit. Just because we're talking about gun rights, that's where the CSPOA got its start. We always protect gun rights. We also protect your right to due process of law. But look, the election issue is not going away. We're working with Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips and others at True the Vote. And we're talking about nullification, and we're talking about this sheriff is the highest elected official in his county. It's all jurisdiction. And I want you to know that this Kari Lake thing, she's got some wins that are pretty incredible. The judge is now saying you can't just approve those signatures like every second. You've got to really, truly, honestly vet the signatures. And now Kari Lake has her hooks into this thing. She's starting to gain some ground, Sheriff. Do you have a quick update on that?
Yes. And she updated us on that. And so she's, let me tell you, Sam, she is a class act, and she's tenacious. She doesn't give up. A lot of people would be discouraged and say, oh man, the deep state's too big. We can't beat these people. And she is continuing her fight, and God bless her for it. You get behind her, donate to her, and donate to Mark Fincham.
She's a bulldog, and her and Mark Fincham are absolutely gaining ground. It's hard-fought ground, I'll tell you that right now, but judges are starting to really realize what they're saying is true, and they've been vindicated to a great degree as well. Last thing I want to say is do the rice thing, ladies and gentlemen. National Fried Rice Day is tomorrow. We always say do the right thing. They're saying do the rice thing. We agree. CSPOA.org, become a member of the posse now. God bless all of you from The Sheriff Mac Show on Brighteon.tv. God bless you all.